This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 3rd. God's word to you today is, We Power. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 11 verse 6 from the King James Version, and it says, And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. We are the church. The church operates on the power of we. We need to understand the power of we. If you look at the shadow of the New Testament, which is the Old Testament, in Numbers 13:30, it says, Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, We should go up and take possessions of the land, for we can certainly do it. As beautiful as the power of we is, it also comes with its own liability. If we is not ready, an individual cannot do it. Caleb could not say, because we is not ready, then I am going to take the mountain. Caleb had to wait for we to be ready. The power of we is one of the things that makes marriage so beautiful and really powerful. When we is working, we is unstoppable. But when we is not working, we is usually as strong as the weakest person in we. We need to pull together. I encourage married couples that when you are going up spiritually, you and your spouse have to be going together. If one person is going spiritually and the other person does not move, what happens is that the person that is down is going to pull the person that is going up. Guess what? They are not going to meet in the middle. They are going to meet on the level of the lowest person. It can be challenging, but that is the reality. But when we is working, we is unstoppable. In the story of the Tower of Babel, in Genesis 11 verse 6, And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one. Know that God used a singular term to refer to the people. Why would God do that? Did he make a grammatical error? Not at all. It is because when we is working, we is unstoppable. This is why the enemy likes to isolate believers. The enemy knows that when we is one, we is unstoppable. So he will try to isolate believers so that he can stop the power of we. Take marriage, for example. The couple is having a quarrel, so they get into bed and the husband faces east while the wife faces west. They put pillows between them. The wall of Jericho, do not come to my side. There is only one person that benefits from that, and his name is Satan. And he will lose in our marriages, in Jesus' name. Amen. It is truly scary how isolated a lot of people are, even Christians. It is so important for us to understand that the enemy loves to isolate people so that he can destroy them. I pray in my room and God answers, so I do not have to go to fellowship or church. Sorry, it does not work like that. A Christian without a church family is an orphan. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every plot of the enemy to isolate me will fail. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.